Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Nahi an Idhari Shamatati bil Muslim. The chapter on the prohibition of rejoicing over Muslims. Shamata is actually to become happy when somebody else goes through some type of calamity, somebody that is going through some type of difficulty. And when we see this person going through this calamity and this difficulty, then what we do is we get happy, we get excited that this person is going through some type of difficulty and he's going through some type of calamity. So the first ayat of the Quran Sharif that Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought, قال الله تعالى إنما المؤمنون إخوة. In Surah Hujurat, Allah Ta'ala says, the believers are all brothers. Now if our brother goes through some type of difficulty, the real thing is we should also feel the pain. And we should feel the pain that our brother is feeling, the difficulty that he's feeling, we should share in that difficulty. So therefore this ayat of the Quran is brought, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَى. It doesn't matter which Muslim is going through hardship, is going through difficulty, we should feel the pain, we shouldn't rejoice over the pain of someone else. This is a sickness of the heart, that when a person sees someone else going through difficulty, he gets happy that that person is going through difficulty. So therefore, we are prevented from rejoicing over any Muslim's misfortune. وقال تعالى إن الله يحبون أن تشيع الفاحشة في الذين آمنوا لهم عذاب أليم في الدنيا والآخرة. In Surah Nur, Allah Ta'ala says, there shall be an excruciating punishment in this world and in the year after for those who love immorality to spread amongst the believers. They love immorality to spread amongst the believers. And from amongst this person, amongst this, is a person is getting happy to see that this difficult situation, these difficulties are spreading or appearing amongst others. Now this is a sign of lack of iman. So there is a warning of that there will be an excruciating punishment in this world and in the year after for those who love immorality to spread amongst the believers. Actually, what we should want to spread is not fahisha but morality, haya. We should always want that haya must spread. So therefore we must be very careful, especially in this December period, in the silly season, when so much of fitnas and sins are taking place. We should desire for ourselves that Allah save us from fitnas, Allah save us from immorality, and we should desire for everyone else. Not that we want to go to places and destinations of immorality in this period, and not that we want others to go. We don't market it and start selling packages, etc. We start promoting, people rather stay at home. People come to the masjid, people go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the thinking of a Muslim, that he promotes things that causes immorality, but he's actually promoting haya in whichever way he can. And there's some other simple examples in our shops, in our businesses, that sometimes very often you'll find that adverts have got pictures of women on it, people dressed incorrectly, etc. So person now is very careful that this must not be displayed at all. Firstly, if it is a human being, it's a picture of a human being, that should not be displayed at all. Then thereafter, sometimes very often people to market, for example, glasses or to market jackets or to market other clothing items, then you'll find pictures of ladies, etc. Now this is not the shan of a Muslim that he wants immorality to spread. So he doesn't want immorality to spread, nor does he sell those items that would spread immorality, nor does he advertise it. Even though he knows that the passing trade likes all this, and they'll want to buy those magazines, they'll want to buy those items that spread immorality, and there's a big business for me here, but he's got iman in his heart, that I'm a Muslim, I should be promoting haya, I'm a Muslim, I should want morality to spread in the ummah, I shouldn't be a cause of any type of immorality spreading in the ummah. We'll do one more hadith, we'll do one hadith for today. وعن وائلة بن الأسقع رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تظهر الشماتة لأخيك فيرحمه الله ويبتليك. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. حضرت وائلة بن الأسقع رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, do not rejoice over your brother's misfortune, Allah may be merciful to him and put you to the test. Do not rejoice over your brother's misfortune, Allah Ta'ala may be merciful to him and put you to the test. So what you are rejoicing, this hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, what you rejoicing about some difficulty, some misfortune of your brother, you excited about it. You never know, later on you may go through it and Allah Ta'ala gives him shifa. Ulama give one example, that a person is driving on the road and he sees somebody that is stuck on the road, and this person has a puncture or maybe his car broke down, whatever happened, he's stuck there. Now you're driving past and you get happy that this man got stuck and I'm moving, I can reach my destination before him. By the time he comes, it will be much later, so you're happy about it. And then later what happens? You get a puncture and you get stuck. And Allah Ta'ala makes it such that he gets one spare tire quickly and now he's going past. So now it shouldn't happen that you are rejoicing over him and you're stuck for 6-7 hours and he's gone. So this can happen. Or sometimes you're happy that he's got sickness or his child has got sickness or there's some type of affliction that has hit him and now you're rejoicing. And now later on, Allah Ta'ala makes it such that he gets shifa, his child gets shifa, his condition improves and now you are suffering. Now how bad that is. You were going through the same thing, whereas you were laughing at that person, happy, rejoicing over that person. So therefore, this is not the quality of a believer. When he sees anybody going through any difficulty, he feels the same pain, he feels the same hurt as that person, that my brother is going through this difficulty. Ulama explained that the demand of Muslim brotherhood is that one feels pain when his brother feels pain, and one rejoices when his brother rejoices. If I hear that my brother, his daughter is getting married, or his son is getting married, or it's a good occasion, he's going for Hajj, he got accepted to go for Hajj, and he's going for Hajj, Allah Ta'ala is taking him. Now I don't get sad, oh, why is it such that my son is not getting married? Or why is it such that I'm not going for Hajj? He doesn't think like that. He's happy. My brother is happy, I am happy. My brother is sad, I am sad. Like that for his sister and for his children and for the ummah at large, the musalli in my masjid, he's happy, I'm happy for him. It's a happy occasion for him, it's a happy occasion for me. This was the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hence, to express joy at the pain of a Muslim's brother is completely contrary to Islam and the noble character taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In fact, in many ahadith, you'll find that so much of love Sahaba had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and generally so much of love that they had amongst themselves, that if sometimes they would see, I'm just giving one example, if they would see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam tearing, without Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying anything, Sahaba would tear. If they saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam happy without doing anything, they'll also become very happy that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is happy. In one hadith mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu explains that when we were going for Hijrah, then at one place he had arranged for some milk to be given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to drink. And it's a long trip, milk of an animal was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a bowl to drink. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu arranged, the shepherd had given the milk. So he gave it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he said, فَشَرِبَ حَتَّى رَضِيتُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam drank until I got happy. Who was drinking and who was getting happy? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was drinking, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq said, until I got happy. When I saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam drinking, I got happy. Now this is what you call true love. When a person sees his brothers eating and he sees his brothers in a good condition, he's getting happy. My brother is happy, I am happy. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not that a person is rejoicing over someone else's misfortune. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq for making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.